The Utah Department of Transportation crews worked on the potholes from Meadows Drive to White Pine Canyon Road. At times, traffic was down to one lane in both directions. UDOT spokesman John Gleason says that stretch of pavement was getting bad.
Right now, we've got a stretch of SR 224 leading into Park City that has had some major potholes over the last month or so. So we're getting in here, we're taking care of those potholes and that road damage as much as we can here.
Gleason says the geography is particularly challenging in that area.
If you think about it, this area in particular gets more extreme weather than really anywhere in our state. We're sandwiched between two mountains right here, and there's a stream that runs right underneath there. So you've got moisture, and it's in the shade a lot of the time. So that all contributes to some of the potholes that we're seeing in this area.
And there are other factors as well.
It's the salt, the brine that we use to remove the snow. That can help accelerate the pothole issue. And then the freeze-thaw cycle and the fact that we went up from 20 degrees to about 50 degrees in a matter of 3 days or so. That can really help, you know, speed up the issues that we're seeing out here.
If you see a pothole on a state road, Gleason says there's an easy way to report it.
We do have an app, the UDOT Click and Fix app. Our maintenance crews are great about going out looking at trouble spots, but really the public is our eyes and ears. And we do ask if you see any issues that you report them to us so that we can get on them right away.
And if your car falls victim to a pothole, Gleason has this advice.
Typically, it would be something if it was severe enough damage, you'd want to contact our risk management to see if there's anything that they can do. They'll work with you on that. But yeah, I mean, a lot of times if it's regular wear and tear, if it's a pothole, you know, it's something that you would probably want to work with your insurance company on, but you can always reach out to our risk management and they can point you in the right direction on that.
Gleason says UDOT has scheduled 224 in Summit County for a rehabilitation project in 2018, but those details haven't been confirmed yet. I'm Renee Bodley, KPCW News.